Psachim, Berkei Mishnah Zayin. Yatzasa Kas Rishona, V'nichnasa Kas Shnia. So when the first group was finished, as we said, there were three groups. V'nichnasa Kas Shnia. The second group would enter. Yatzasa Shnia, Nichnasa Shlishis. And then the second group would leave. And then the third group would enter. K'masei HaRishona, Kach Masei HaShnia V'Shlishis. Just like the first ones would do, the same way we discussed in the previous Mishnah, the way that they would pass the blood from one to the other and take the bezichin, so too the second and the third groups would do the same exact thing, in the same rows, as we said, with the silver and the gold bowls that they would be using. Karu es ahalal. They would read the halal. All three groups would read the halal, and the nekuda here, the Rishonim say, is that normally that they would sing shira, the levim would sing shira, when they would put the nesachim on the mizbeach, but here, when that's not done, because that wasn't done by the Karban Pesach, the shira would be done by the shechita, when they would shech the Karban Pesach. That's when they would say shira. And it seems to be a machlokes Rishonim who sang. Most Rishonim learned that the Levim sang. The Melech Shlomo brings the Rashi's mashma that even the Yisraelim sang, meaning the group, the kas that was there, would sing. Im gamru shanu. If they finished the shira, the halal, and they were still people that needed to shech the Karban Pesach, shanu, they had to repeat the whole halal. Vim shanu. And if they said it a second time, and there were still people that needed to shech the Karban Pesach, shileishu, they had to repeat it a third time, the halal. They kept singing halal. Afal pi shelo shilshu meimeim. But they really never got to sing halal a third time, because the Rav explains that there were many kohanim there, and they were very zoriz and made sure that these Karban Pesachs were all shechted and done quickly and efficiently, and that's why it didn't last that long. So that's as far as each set, each group, never had halal repeated three times. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mimein shel kas shlishis, lo gila hafti ki yishma Hashem. Rabbi Yehuda says that it never happened that the third set of people, now I'm not talking about, Rabbi Yehuda's not talking about the repetition, he's actually talking about the group, that the third group never got to the part in halal of a hafti ki yishma Hashem, where people still were shechting. In other words, when they were singing halal for the first time, when it got to the third group of people and they were singing halal for the first time, by the time they were up to a hafti, everybody was done their shechita. The Melech Shlomo says, but l'chore they would still finish saying shira, and it's mashman taisis that way too. So why is it that they didn't get that far? Mipnei she'ama muatin, the Mishnah says. Because by that point, there were very little people left. Most of the people were there by the first two sets, and therefore it was done very quickly at that point.